If you were going to open a restaurant, what kind of food would you serve? They came out with this list of the best theme restaurants in every state. It's up on our Facebook page right now at Anna and Raven if you want to see the full list.
This is like a chain thing or is it
not
like,
just no. like a unique restaurant that may okay. serve something really unique or the food is really unique. And I'm looking over the list and the ones that stuck out to me is like Alabama. It's a place called Rattlesnake Saloon. They have a sandwich called the Gigantor. It's 2 pounds of meat, a pound of onion rings, a pound of fries, and if you can eat it by yourself in under 45 minutes, it's free.
These places where they do this thing where they time you, where you have to like, I mean, there was a place I remember before that had like a 72-ounce porterhouse.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that would kill me, but I would die happy.
And you would do it.
Trying.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
He's tried 7 times this past week. Yeah. Arkansas, they have the Purple Cow restaurant. They serve food that's purple. Purple milkshakes, purple ice cream, just things that are purple.
All right.
Yeah. But then the one that I was like, wait a minute. New Jersey, medieval times, where you got to eat with your hands.
Oh, I like that. I mean, but like, it's like old, like school, like there's going to be a knight or something like that. When they bring you the butter, it will probably have some gravel in it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's garlic bread, tomato bisque soup, and roasted chicken. If you've ever eaten the food there, it's not fantastic.
Well, you know, I mean, either way, you're going for the ambiance, right? Are they going to have jousting or something?
Well, there's always jousting at medieval times. So we asked a bunch of kids, if you were going to open your own restaurant, what would you serve? Producer John hit the road.
If you had a restaurant, what would you serve?
Mashed potatoes.
It's a good staple.
I mean, I've never been to a mashed potato restaurant, and I'm very intrigued by that.
Have you ever had somebody be like, no, I won't have any mashed potatoes. Get those mashed potatoes out of here. People don't have strong feelings against mashed potatoes. They have strong feelings for mashed potatoes.
If you had a restaurant, what kind of food would you serve?
Kielbasa and mashed potatoes.
There is a big market for a mashed potato chain restaurant.
What did I tell you? I've been to parties before where they had a mashed potato bar. Have you ever seen that?
No.
And they serve the mashed potatoes in like martini glasses, and then you put whatever you want around there. It's very fancy, pinky out, but it's still mashed potatoes.
And if you had a restaurant, what kind of food would you serve?
It would be called Cat Cafe, and I'd serve breakfast.
I was so happy when she said breakfast because the way she paused, I'm like, wait, what are we serving at Cat Cafe?
Right. Let's be careful.
Right.
If you had a restaurant, what kind of food would you serve?
Burgers, fries, like McDonald's stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's Americana right there.
Every kid out there is just like, can I get some McDonald's?
Kid. Kidding me? I wanted McDonald's last night. Or no, not just kids.
If you had a restaurant, what kind of food would you serve?
Chicken nuggets.
What kind of sauce?
Tartar sauce.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
Tartar sauce with your chicken nuggets?
What kind of world is that?
Now I know why the drive-thru line shuts down randomly in front of me every once in a while. Because there's a kid up there asking for some craziness like that.
But it's true, though. Like, I love tartar sauce, but sometimes I'm not in the mood for fish sticks. But why can't I have my chicken nuggets with some tartar sauce? I'm going to her restaurant.
Okay.
And if you had a restaurant, what kind of food would you serve?
Sushi.
I don't know if I trust a 7-year-old to make my sushi, to be honest with you, right?